Australia's largest gold miner, Nucas Mining, has come through with the half-year result for 2018 today. And what we have seen is their net profit falling by around 48%. But when you looked at their earnings level, it was largely in line with market expectation, their revenue also in line, because they have advised the market of some of the concerns over the last year about their production levels, and also their quarterly production numbers, which came out in January, gave us the final details. If we have a look at those production numbers, we saw production falling by 8% over the year, largely due to a one-off event which occurred at Cardia, which is their asset in New South Wales near Orange, where they had a seismic event, an earthquake occurring back in Easter last year. It has taken some time to be able to ramp up to normal, but they are expecting that it will be on track over the next half. And what we did see in the numbers that they released back for that quarterly production result was good gains coming through in gold production, up around 17% across the board over that last quarter, so helping the estimates for the full year numbers look a little bit more likely. And they did announce today that due to the fact that they have sold off one of their North African assets, they told the market about this back on the 16th of December, that they will be leaving their guidance unchanged, with gold production of around 2.4 to 2.7 million ounces over the year and copper production of 80 to 90,000 tonnes until they have seen the total sale of that asset going through. Now, if we have a look at their cost of production, of course, it did increase because of that one-off seismic event, as well as worsening gold prices over that period and the Australian dollar moving higher, where we did see that their all-in sustainable gold and copper price increased to around $860 per ounce in US dollar terms. Now, if we have a look at the result as a whole, we did see that there was some improvements coming through, and their corporate spending was lower. They managed also to see a decrease in their tax expenses over the period, so they were seen as positives. They've also said they're expecting to see good organic growth coming through from most of their assets. But the one thing they did mention as well was the fact that over the period they were hit by the cost of more removal coming out of their Lihir mine, where they had to remove more overboard and more earth to actually get to the valuable oil underneath. They also announced today that they will be paying out a dividend to shareholders of 7.5 US cents a share.